story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsor, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our colleagues. And, of course, we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We have with us on the line from the American Policy Center, Tom DeWeese. Hi, Tom. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Dr. Stan. How are you doing?
I'm doing just great. And, of course, Tom is back there in the belly of the beast in Washington, D.C., trying to lobby the people back there, trying to educate people across America about the fact that we're losing our freedom, that we have an environmental movement that's set upon centralizing all power in Washington, D.C. We have politicians that are intent upon centralizing all power in Washington, D.C. We've even got evangelical groups that want to justify ever more government programs in the name of doing good. Tom, you know, one of the most frightening things I can imagine is a politician who talks about how he wants to spend our money to do good. If he wants to do good, why doesn't he want to spend his own money?
That's always been the question. They're real good at that. And you know, at the same time, so are all those guys in Hollywood who make all those dollars. Always want to use our dollars to do their programs. They just don't really seem to want to spend their own. So it's so much easier to do that.
All right, fine. Well, tell us some of the things that you see going on that really have concerned you. Certainly, we're under attack as far as education. The president's education bill simply is massive expanse of government control over our lives. The president's drug bill is a massive transfer of wealth to the drug companies. This new legislation that is going to limit the ability of individuals to sue in class action suits in state courts, get them into federal courts so that they can be tied up, and there will be no recourse for the drug companies. Even if they're putting out products that they know are unsafe, that are killing people, they'll always be able to tie those up in federal courts and never get redress. I'm so concerned about so many of the things that the current administration is doing, which are not to expand individual freedom, but they almost appear to be to favor certain groups, the very wealthy groups, the drug companies or other groups, over the common people.
This administration seems to bring up things that were dead, things that we thought were behind us, and bring them out again. In particular, that is the Law of the Sea Treaty, which was dead for a long time, and all of a sudden, the Bush administration is responsible for bringing that up. This whole issue of illegal aliens, which just, I am not able to comprehend their arguments on this. They are so irrational, so stupid, that to be able to discuss it is a difficult thing, because they make no sense in what they're doing.
But don't you really think this is all part of this globalization effort, really to unite us with Mexico, and of course to lower our progressive living standards, to transfer America's wealth to other countries? Isn't this already part of the Earth's Charter, but they can't tell the American people that?
Sure, no, absolutely true. All of those things are true, and that's the effect that all of it will have as well. And what's incredible, I mean, we've talked about illegal immigration and how it's damaging our country and bringing down our standard of living. You've got New Mexico and Arizona and Texas and California that are spending hundreds of millions of dollars in uncompensated emergency care. You've got counties like Cochise County that's spending 30% of its annual budget on illegal aliens, hospitals that are going bankrupt, schools that are going under, overcrowded, and the people who live in those areas certainly have their standard of living going down.
Hold that thought. I got so involved listening to you, I forgot that we had a break. And, of course, right now, of course, our guest this afternoon is Tom DeWeese from the American Policy Center back in Washington, D.C., and we're talking about really what's going on in our society. And Tom is bringing up the subject of the illegal immigration, which is being actively encouraged by the current administration. Of course, it was encouraged by the past administration, the Clinton administration. But it's being actively encouraged by the Bush administration, and of course what they're doing, they pass laws so that a police officer, if he picks up somebody who's here as an illegal immigrant, can't turn them over to the Immigration and Naturalization Service. If immigrants are picked up, they go to an immigration court. They say, well, you know, you're to come back here, 2 weeks from now for a hearing. There was a fellow named Salvo. He was the sniper that was with Muhammad back there killing people. He was picked up as an illegal immigrant, and they turned him loose and said, you come back in 2 weeks. You know the most amazing thing? He didn't come back.
Yep, that's absolutely true. And another part of that, not just talking about them being picked up for being illegal aliens, let's say they're in a traffic accident and they are issued a ticket and they are supposed to come into court to face that like all the rest of us have to do. What's happening is because they're undocumented, they either slip back across the Mexican border and disappear, or they slip into the night unable to find them even in this country. And this is happening more and more, and the cost to the average American, to our insurance companies, on and on and on, because of these people being here and not being able to be brought to justice or fined or anything like that, is another problem. They are just there, and they have no respect for our laws. They have no respect for our culture. They do not care about the United States of America. Just give them the money. That's all they want.
And, of course, the president wants to make them all legal under one guise or another. And I think 94% of the American people don't agree with that. But the president doesn't care what the American people want, because he's dedicated to this globalist concept. In fact, Condoleezza Rice was just down there, in Mexico, talking with Vicente Fox, telling how we were going to expand NAFTA down there and break down the borders. And what they really want to do is have just one big happy country, all the way from the Aleutians all the way down through Central America, and if they could manage into South America. It is the globalist concept, and transferring the wealth of the American people, but they can't let the American people know the truth. It's all laid out in the Earth Charter, and I know you've read that, haven't you, Tom?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, well, what's the solution to the problem?
Yeah. Well, I think the solution to the problem is to shut the borders down.
Hold that. We're bringing our other stations on. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Tom DeWeese, and Tom is suggesting that maybe what we ought to do with our border is do what other countries have done, and that is shut down their borders. Now, the Mexico has shut down their southern border. The Roman legions back, at the time of Christ were able to build a wall all the way across Great Britain. The Chinese built a great wall, all around China. Thousands and thousands of years ago, the communists built a wall all across Germany, not to keep people out, but to keep them in so they can enslave them. We want to keep people from coming into this country and, of course, bringing disease with them. We've created all sorts of laws so that they could go into hospitals and get first-class medical care and don't have to pay for it. And we're bankrupting our health care delivery system, especially here in California. Our trauma centers are having to shut down. They're bringing in new diseases with them. And everything is being done to block efforts to stop them from coming in. Would that be a fair statement?
If you want to stop them from rushing across the border, take away the incentives. We don't have to build a brick wall like the Russians did in Berlin. We just have to take away the incentives. Of course, certainly have patrols on the border, but the reason they're coming here is free health care, free education, all of our free welfare programs. And this other thing, the issue of these anchor babies, where a pregnant woman just runs across the border just in time to have the baby, and not only is that baby a citizen of the United States, but now she and all of her family get all the goodies, and just stop doing that. We don't have to, just because somebody came in this country, suddenly make them an American citizen. Why would we do that? Nobody else does it.
Well, because there is a plan, and they can't let the American people know that there are people working in Washington, D.C. who have an intense hatred of this country and want to destroy our national sovereignty. When you understand that, it makes sense. Why else is the Ford Foundation financing LULAC and the Maldive and other organizations of people who are here illegally? They're not legally here. They're here illegally, and the Ford Foundation is financing them with tax-exempt money. Doesn't make sense unless you understand that there's another reason behind it.
Certainly. Unfortunately, there are some members of Congress who understand. In fact, Republicans in Congress are standing up to this issue. They have been so far, really sending the message to the White House that this issue is not going to stand, this guest worker program. Of course, Congressman Charlie Norwood from Georgia has introduced the Clear Law Enforcement for Alien Removal Act, or he calls it CLEAR, C-L-E-A-R. And I talked to someone in his office just yesterday, and they told me that he's going to reintroduce that in this Congress, and with real emphasis on picking up those who are committing crimes in this country, at least start from there as a place to start. On top of that, Congressman Scott Garrett in New Jersey has introduced a bill. This is a tongue twister. It's called the Financial Customer Identification Verification Improvement Act, or H.R. 815. But what that does is it prohibits the use of the Mexican consular matricular cards that they are issuing in their consulates, and they are lobbying banks and communities, police forces across this country to accept these cards as identification, official identification, so they can now get driver's licenses, they can open bank accounts, and there is nothing in these cards to verify that the person holding it is who they say they are or is the address that it says they are supposedly residing at. There's nothing to enforce that. And what's incredible about this, Stan, is that while our government, while the Bush administration is doing nothing to resist this and allowing it to happen, at the same time, the American people in 18 months are going to be tied to a national ID card where, without it, we can't cash checks, open a bank account, buy a gun, get married, have any kind of government services whatsoever, and get on an airplane without that card. We are tied to that, but these illegal aliens can rush across our border, get handed one of these consular cards from the Mexican embassy, and they have the whole world open to them. This is nuts. And this is what we're doing.
Well, I don't think it's nuts. I think that the people in Washington, D.C. know exactly what they're doing. In fact, they got a lot of good congressmen to back this legislation for a national ID card, and call it what you will, that's exactly what it is. And this is exactly what you have in any totalitarian country. We have never had it here, but they got that through in the name of, oh, this is how we're going to take care of illegal immigration. This is how we're going to be able to identify the terrorists who are coming into this country. This is for your protection. And an awful lot of congressmen, well, they either knuckled under, because I suspect there was terrible pressure brought to bear on the congressmen by the administration to get this legislation through, one more stepping stone in the way of restricting the freedom of the American people. And as we move from freedom towards a totalitarian state, everybody will have a national ID card, and they will have your name on file, they will have your picture on file, they'll have your biometric identification on file, all in the name of fighting illegal immigration, which they're encouraging. So they create the problem, and then they come up with a solution.
Yep, and you have the card. They try to say this is what's going to stop terrorism, this is a big fight against terrorism. That's so untrue. Those cards can be counterfeited, can be copied, can be gotten on a black market. You know, they came up with a new green card not too long ago that was supposed to be counterfeit proof. Within minutes of it hitting being issued, it was on the streets illegally. This just does not work. It is not a way to fight these things. The American people swallow this every single time in the name of being safe. And as you say, you know, it's all very orchestrated. They know exactly what they're doing, and our liberties are dying one by one rapidly because some people just want to be safe under any circumstances.
But they're not going to be any safer. This is what they don't understand. Because, of course, the enemy is not the illegal immigrant. He's coming here because we're encouraging to come. He can come up here, and he can get caught a dozen times and sent back. He's not punished for violating our laws. If he wants to come and go to the university here in California, he'll be subsidized. He will get a far lower rate than an American citizen living in Nevada coming to the University of California or into our state college system. I mean, he will get free medical care. He'll get far better medical care than he'll get in Mexico. All he has to do is go to the emergency room and say it's an emergency, and they can't turn him away. And, of course, the same thing holds true as far as all the other benefits that the illegal immigrants get. And the federal government has this mandated this, so this, the hospitals have no choice. And when the people here in the state of California tried to negate this and prevent at least so many of these things and the free education and the free health care, we passed Prop 187. And the majority of the people, even many of the Mexican people here, the Spanish people, seeing what was happening, supported 187. Why, Governor Davis just refused to enact it. And when Arnold Schwarzenegger came in, and that is still the law of this state, Arnold Schwarzenegger refused to carry out the will of the people. And no, there's no outcry, and nobody ever mentions that is still the law. I mean, it doesn't matter what some liberal judge said. That is the law of this state. Why doesn't Arnold Schwarzenegger enforce it or take it to the Supreme Court? Because Arnold Schwarzenegger is just like Gray Davis, only he's a little bit more muscular. And actually, Gray Davis, you know, had a massive deficit, but Schwarzenegger has even a larger deficit, and he's balancing the budget by borrowing money for future generations. That's the problem here, and of course the average person cannot see that. Now, Arnold talks about cutting back on big government, and I hope that he will do what he says he's done. But so far, he's been embracing most of the socialist programs, and he has not cut back on the number of government employees, but he certainly hasn't tried to enforce the law of this state as far as Prop 187 is concerned.
And that's happening all over the country. You've got cities like New York City and others that have declared themselves safe havens for illegal immigrants, and perpetuating this idea that these people are taking jobs that Americans just won't work. That is just absolutely not true. But if you go to the root of why those people are risking their safety to cross that border, why are they coming out of Mexico? The fact of the matter is that Mexico has a failing economy because it is a socialist state. And here is Vicente Fox, who wants that border open so that there is no border between us and Canada and Mexico, only so that they can come in here and grab our goodies. And that's what every despot has ever done. They grab hold of the life raft until it sinks too from their weight of it. He does nothing to try to fix his economy so that there would be jobs and a good, decent living in Mexico. There are no property rights in Mexico. And, the confiscation through taxation is what's causing their situation in the first place. So what he wants to do is have these people rush across the border, let them be our problem for a while until our economy collapses.
And they're actively encouraging them to come across. They've even put out a little comic book to tell them how to get across the border.
I got a copy of that right in front of me. It is unbelievable. It is about a 37-page comic book that has drawings and so forth in it to show them how to get across. Here's some of the stuff it has in it. It talks about the dangers in crossing high-risk zones. It says to cross the river can be very risky. Above all, you cross alone and at night. Heavy clothing increases in weight when they're wet, and that makes swimming and floating difficult. It tells you all kinds of things, how to cross the desert, make sure you have water. And then when you get here, if you get caught, it says you have rights. You have a right to receive medical attention if you're injured or in a delicate health. You have a right to food and water wherever you are and when you need it. These sorts of things by the Mexican government teaching them to come over here.
I know, but of course, Condoleezza Rice, the current administration, and the past administrations have all been working. Why? Because they don't believe in sovereignty. They don't believe in borders. That education is to globalization, to the New World Order, the New World Religion. We're lending $5 billion, guaranteeing a $5 billion loan to China to build some of their massive dams there. Why are we doing it? Why are we building up all of the other countries of the world as we transfer America's wealth elsewhere? Hey, we're going to be back in just a minute. Tom, are you on a regular hardline telephone?
Yes.
Okay, fine, then we'll
be back. Is it hard to hear me?
Yeah, it's... Wouldn't you hang up? I'll get my.
Okay.
Oh, they say you say they say you sound fine. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
The book that will really help you to understand the nature of the spiritual battle in which we're currently involved is Gary Kaw's book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism. Now, you may remember Gary Kaw's book, Ode to Global Occupation.
His second book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism, goes into the very real spiritual forces, the dark and sinister spiritual forces, which have energized those people who are molding the world in which we live today. Going to the background of Masonry, Theosophy, and he actually quotes extensively from the writings of these people who have helped to mold the events of the 20th century. The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Carr will give you tremendous insight into the background of what's happening in America today. And unless you understand the spiritual forces at work, you really can't understand the unfolding of events. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Carr.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In November of 1991, the 60 Minutes television show first reported on the French paradox, the fact the French violate every dietary rule for good health, eat a diet rich in fats and calories, and yet exhibit far better cardiovascular health than North Americans. Over a decade later, we know that molecules called polyphenols are responsible for the health benefits in red wine. But those molecules only remain stable in a sealed bottle of red wine. Longevinix is the first dietary supplement to stabilize red wine molecules in a sealed capsule, just like a corked bottle of red wine, providing red wine polyphenols without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives. One Longevinix capsule is equivalent in polyphenols to drinking 5 glasses of red wine. Call 866-405-4000 today to order Longevinix. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon is Tom DeWeese from the American Policy Center. Tom, why don't you get your telephone number out? And then, of course, maybe you'd like to tell our listeners about this new program that you're coming up with.
Okay, sure. Our phone number is 540-341-8911, and our website is www.americanpolicy.org. And if you go in there, you either call us or go into the website, you can get a copy of our newsletter and the DeWeese Report. We have a national alert system called Sledgehammer that we send out whenever something's happening on Capitol Hill that needs our attention. And, just take a look and see what we're all about. We've got coming up, hopefully next week, we're kind of having a few glitches here, but we have a new program called Freedom21.com. This is an internet service provider that I have created. The real purpose of this is to help raise money for what I call the freedom movement, people who believe in the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the rule of law. And we have created this to, it has a dial-up service, it has email addresses, your name at freedom21.com. It has our kind of news, CNS news service is a news source. It has it'll have commentaries, it'll have action alerts, it'll have a message board, a place where our folks can communicate and tell each other what's going on. All that, but the real purpose of it is to help raise money. $2 of every subscription fee every month, the subscriber can designate it to go to the organization of their choice to help fund their activities. And this is the first internet service provider that has the money that you pay to be on the internet doesn't go into the pockets of other folks that probably use the money to, you know, to fund your enemies. AOL and Microsoft and so forth put money into a lot of left-wing organizations. This time, it's a place, I call it Freedom's Gathering Place on the Net. It's an opportunity for our people to gather together and to help their organizations that they believe in. Your show can be helped by this. Lots of other internet news sites, organizations, they're all listed on our site when you go into it. Unfortunately, I thought by the time we were on here tonight that it would have been launched, but like everything like this, there are certain little glitches. We're hoping to do it by early next week. But you can still check out the opening page to it, freedom21.com. You just can't sign up for it yet. But if you will be patient, it will be there soon. And I hope, my goal is 1 million subscribers. And Stan, if I can get 1 million subscribers to this, we can put $24 million a year into the freedom movement, and that will make a huge difference to an awful lot of organizations. We might start winning a few battles.
Well, I think it's a great idea, Tom. Certainly we know that the radical left has lots of funding, but then, of course, the radical right does too, and many times what's going on the right is very little different than what's going on the left, because both sides are dedicated to globalism, they're dedicated to destruction of our national sovereignty, and merging us into the New World Order and the New World Religion. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And I think the most difficult thing for the average individual to realize is that there really are people at the leadership of both political parties who have no loyalty to America. They believe in this internationalist dream. They believe in this idea of world government. And the major thrust right now is to unite the Northern Hemisphere. Would you agree with that, Tom?
Yeah, I would. And I think that the real goal in the end is to create these unions like that, a North American union. We've got a European union where you've got all these different nations that have dropped their ancient currencies and their borders and their culture all meld into one. All we need to do is get a North American union, a South American union, an African union, on and on and on. These are all then countries who have given up their cultures and their identity. And once that's done, it is a very simple, short step to one big union. And you know what that means.
And, of course, this is the long-range plan. This has been planned for, almost a century. They know exactly what they're doing. But the last thing they can allow is the American people to know and see. We see all these things going on. 90% of the children who are born in Los Angeles County Hospital are born to illegal aliens. They are putting people who are seriously ill, injured south of the border, and they don't have any sort of hospital insurance. They just put them in an ambulance, and they ship them up to Los Angeles County Hospital so they can be paid for by the citizens of Los Angeles County. And there is nothing by federal law that county hospital can do. They can't refuse to take them. They would be fined terribly badly if they refused to take somebody who was brought in from another country just to transfer the cost of care. And you're talking, some of these people may cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to take care of and rehabilitate. And it's going on right today. We'll be right back in just a moment.
A Well, if there's any one tape that you should hear, it's my talk on geopolitics, an untold story that is vitally important if America is to survive as a free nation. It goes into the background of the forces that have created the wars of the 20th century, the Boer War, the First World War, the Second World War, Korea, Vietnam. We go into the ideological and the spiritual battle behind the forces that have moved America from crisis to crisis and are currently undermining the very fabric of our society. That number again, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and the tape, Geopolitics. It is vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perished. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of my talk on geopolitics.
Sophisticated investors are buying gold and silver today because the dollar has lost almost 50% of its value in relationship to the euro, and the price of gold and silver has increased almost 40%. If you're interested in learning more about precious metal investing, why don't you call Bo at 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177, or visit him at Elliott's Stamp and Coin Shop in downtown Santa Cruz at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building, which is located between Trader Joe's and the Signature Twin Movie Theater. Bo's telephone number is 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. And he's located at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building. And if you mention you heard about Elliott Stamp and Coin Shop on Radio Liberty, why, you'll get a 15% discount on some non-investment items.
BHM Christian School is pleased to announce our first annual Children's Health Expo this Sunday, March 13th, from noon to 4 p.m. BHM will present over 15 different sponsors to provide you with resources to grow healthy children who make healthy choices. Talk with experts in the fields of pediatrics, dental, optometry, and physical health. You can visit with our guests from United Way, American Red Cross, Spa Fitness, Trader Joe's, and many, many more. Your children can also participate in the Presidential Physical Fitness Challenge, 5 different events they can do over and over again. Mark your calendar for this Sunday, March 13th, from 12 to 4 p.m., and attend our Children's Health Expo. We are located at 427 Capitola Road Extension, near 7th Avenue in Santa Cruz. Call 475-4762. That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762. An event you won't want to miss.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest this afternoon is Tom DeWeese from the American Policy Center, and Tom puts out the newsletters, excellent newsletters. I always look forward to his views, and of course, you can get in touch with him. Give that telephone number one more time, Tom.
It's 540-341-8911. We are in Warrenton, Virginia, just a little bit outside of Washington, D.C.
All right. Well, tell us about some of the other things that are happening back there that are of concern to you, because I know that you're looking at the whole spectrum of things that are taking place.
Yeah, there's something very important coming up, Tuesday, next Tuesday the 15th. There is another hearing in the U.S. Senate on national heritage areas. The American Policy Center has been almost a lone voice over the last three years, fighting these things. A lot of people just don't understand them, particularly members of Congress. Heritage areas are a designation where the National Park Service then is the conduit for money into them, and in reality, the rules of national parks fall into place. And a heritage area is usually talked about as a something to honor something that happened there. I mean, right now I live in the Mosby Heritage Area, supposedly to honor Colonel Mosby from the Civil War, and Warrenton was his hometown. But the truth of the matter is, these things are another way to control private property. One of the things that we have argued in meetings on Capitol Hill for heritage areas is simply to have a notification process that the people who are going to be living in one of these areas would be told by the government before this was done, so
now,
they would know what's coming.
Well, how will this influence what you're able to do with your property if you are in a heritage area?
Well, you know, the rules of the heritage area are that you, you know, this is to preserve the land, to preserve the landscape, and that means to control how development is conducted, and you have to then turn to this heritage area operational service to decide these things.
In other words, you wouldn't be able to put in a subdivision, or you wouldn't be able to, what about tilling the land or taking out trees or things like that?
It all depends on what their vision is for the land. I mean, that's what it really boils down to. They create a vision. For example, if you are living next to, as we do here, the Bull Run battlefield in Manassas, they have stopped the development of cell phone towers, things like that, that are on private property, not in the park itself, because General Lee didn't see a cell tower there, so we can't put one there. These kinds of rules and regulations pop up through these things, and they look at it on Capitol Hill as just a way to honor it. What's interesting is the honor that they do of that land makes it sure that whatever they're honoring can't be done. For example, West Virginia has one on honoring coal mines, the coal mine heritage area. Now try to dig for coal in that coal mine heritage area. You can't do it. This is just another way to control land.
Well, it's basically it's an application of point of the Communist Manifesto, where the government controls land, it controls private property. Would that be a fair statement?
Absolutely. It is top down control. The federal the Park Service gets millions of dollars running through it that it then doles out to certain committees that are in the heritage areas, and you know who these people are. They're the Sierra Club and the Audubon Society and the Nature Conservancy that have yet another way to get pork in their pockets and restrictions. Suddenly historic areas pop up in communities where your home is in the middle of it. You no longer can paint it a certain color. You can't make any kind of renovations to it.
Can't take out trees, things of that sort.
Exactly.
This is simply a vehicle by which the government actually finances the radical environmental movement. The radical environmental movement would have no power if it wasn't constantly being funded by the government, by the corporations, by the great tax-exempt foundations, and certainly favored by the media, that is covering what this is all about. The environmental movement is simply a vehicle of transferring power to the federal government.
Yep. And this is a massive expansion of the government, what they're pushing for now, up till now, heritage areas have been on an individual basis. A congressman is persuaded to put together a heritage area. He puts it in as a bill, and then they run it through the Congress as a bill. What they're moving for now is a national heritage area policy, which, you know, then expands the whole thing. The entire state of Tennessee, by the way, is a heritage area.
The entire state? They could do that with any state they wanted to, then, can't they?
When they're finished, the entire nation will be a heritage area if they keep it up that way.
Well, of course, now, does this bring it under federal control, really? Are the federal Park Service then able to control the property in these areas?
That, you know, they haven't exercised it that way yet, but they, if you keep going down through all the legislation and the way these things are written up, bottom line is, yes, they can. They haven't done it yet to show their hand, but they can. Now, Tuesday, the 15th, they're having a hearing on this in the Senate Subcommittee on National Parks. Senator Craig Thomas is the chairman. He's from Wyoming. And Peyton Knight, my executive director, who deals with this, he has become the nation's leading expert on heritage areas, and this is the third time now he'll be before Congress testifying against this. And when he sits there at that table to testify, there'll be three or four other people there who are all with their hands held out, the Park Service, the Nature Conservancy, these other guys who are trying to implement this. Peyton will be the only voice to speak out against this, as he's been for the last 3 years. But if we could get people to call Senator Craig Thomas's office to tell them we're opposed to heritage areas, his phone number is 202-224-6441.
Give that one more time.
202-224-6441. 1-800-441.
And
Senator,
of course,
Craig Thomas.
Craig Thomas, and certainly we're against the heritage areas. Now, does this have anything to do with the United Nations? Are they anyway tied up to these so-called heritage areas?
No, we haven't seen any kind of connection to that yet, other than the guidelines that come out of Agenda 21 and the Biodiversity Treaty can certainly fall right on top of this, as fit in the map perfectly. But this is, so far as we can tell, is all being generated from here.
Well, could you explain to our listeners what Agenda 21 and what the Biodiversity Treaty are? Because of the control of the media, the average person doesn't understand there is a master plan. This all came out of the Rio Summit back in 1992. But what is Agenda 21? What does this have to do with the United Nations? What does this have to do with this elite, people like Gorbachev and certainly Maurice Strong, a multi-billionaire, and Stephen Rockefeller, a multi-billionaire, and so many other people of great wealth who are tied into this whole effort to have everything controlled by the government that they control? So what is this all about?
Well, if you can imagine the nation being run by a ruling principle that dictates literally everything in your life, not only your land use controls, but how your businesses operate, medical care, food, every decision that really is in your life. If you can imagine that kind of a ruling principle, that is what Agenda 21 is. The policy that comes out of that is called sustainable development. And sustainable development is literally the official policy of the United States, and in every single city and burg in this country now, all these reports you hear coming out of your local county commissioners and city councils about visioning statements, how our community will be developed from now on, the efforts to use eminent domain to bulldoze whole parts of your community, to build new high-rises and so forth, restrictions on what you can do with your land, restrictions on we've heard people talk about mowing your grass a certain way, having invasive species that should be banned, like the grass in your front yard. All of these things fall under sustainable development, the smart growth policy, which dictates the building of highways and literally making cities almost like they had a wall around them and you can't step outside of that into the countryside. That is all part of sustainable development. It was put together, as you said, in 1992 at the Earth Summit. That was when it was first announced. It's a treaty that the nations of the world went along with, and it's controlling development. It's controlling and keeping African countries and third world countries from becoming being able to develop any kind of industry. They are very happy to keep them in wood huts or in mud huts and keep them in a starvation diet because that's sustainable. It is the sickest plan. When you think about human life and human happiness, this is the exact opposite of it. It's literally a philosophy of death.
And of course, it's all laid out in something called the Global Biodiversity Assessment. It's an 1,142 page document. You can publish by Cambridge University Press. You can order it from your local bookstore, or you can get a summary of it, a 40 page summary on our sustainable development syllabus. And of course, it is a plan for every aspect of life to create food shortages, not food abundance, but food shortages to get you out of your car, to drive up the price of oil and natural gas and electricity to the point where you won't be able to afford them because they want to lower our living standards. That's all part and parcel of that. You say that's crazy talk? Absolutely. The other thing is it's being implemented here despite the fact that the Senate refused to implement the Biodiversity Treaty, but the way this is to be implemented is through Agenda 21, which is a program. You can't buy it here except at the United Nations back in New York City. It actually, I'm sure you probably have a copy of that, don't you, Tom? It comes out of Canada.
The what?
The Agenda 21 catalog that tells exactly how to implement all these programs on the unsuspecting people of the countries of the world.
Sure. And the whole agenda is being implemented step by step. And look, the price of oil is going up. We're in the whole fight over obesity and what we can eat in in restaurants is part of this. I said at a conference, at the Freedom 21 conference last summer, that the Atkins diet is not sustainable, because if you read Agenda 21, it has whole guidelines on how land, farmland should be used, and it says that growing cattle for beef consumption is not sustainable. And so along comes Dr. Atkins and comes up with a whole beef diet, and this has thrown them all into a total tizzy. Now watch the attacks on the Atkins diet saying it's not healthy. That's because they can't allow that kind of a diet around. We've got to stop the consumption of beef and use that land to grow barley and wheat and so forth, so we can all have tofu.
Or either that, of course. One of the things they say in this master plan, and we actually have, we've gone through it. One of our listeners went through it, and actually I spent 3 months reading the Global Biodiversity Assessment, the master plan, and we have it summarized in our Sustainable Development Syllabus, and they really don't necessarily even want to grow wheat and barley there. They don't want anything to grow there. They want to return the land to its primitive form, and they actually believe that shortages of food are far better than abundance. And you say that's crazy talk. We're not dealing with rational people. They believe that the greatest enemy of the earth, of Mother Earth, is humankind, and there are too many people in the world.
If you go back to the 1996 Habitat 2 conference in Istanbul, this is where the sustainable agenda was even put in more detail on the type of housing and so forth we should have. And, they went right down to talking about what kind of building materials we should use, that we should have a community garden to grow the food for all, in our community, or maybe a neighborhood garden in the big cities. This sort of thing. Get rid of all the big farms and here we are in a nation that produces more food than any other nation on earth. And we provide food for so many people outside of this country, and yet, they want to destroy all that, and that's not sustainable. You can't use any chemicals to kill the bugs. You can't, you can't plow the land. They've actually got guidelines in these documents that say plowing the land is not sustainable. And I've got a photograph of from the Michigan State University. They had an ag conference there, and an ag expo, and this is an AP photo of two oxen in a yoke, and the subject was how to use the advantages of using animal-driven farm equipment instead of tractors and so forth. This is how crazy all this is, but in all seriousness, the University of Michigan State University paid for that.
And as incredible as it seems, they really want us to stop using gasoline and diesel and tractors, and they want the land as it was when the Indians used to roam it. And behind all of this, of course, is a spirituality. They want us to return to the basic pagan beliefs of the ancient Indians. And you go to one of these conferences that Gorbachev is putting on, and they bring the Indians in, of course, to give their wisdom about how the world should be ruled and run.
And there are some pretty funny stories about how the Indians sometimes don't go along with it all. I was told of a meeting out in the West when the spotted owl issue was at its height, and here were the environmentalists in the Forest Service telling them how they were going to implement this system to ban the use of getting timber from the land and so forth. And one of the Indian chiefs stood up and he said, in my religion, the spotted owl is evil, and we will kill it wherever we see it. And the environmentalists, of course, their mouths dropped open. This wasn't supposed to be happening. We're all supposed to be like Indians. So, they don't cooperate.
Maybe the Indians are a lot smarter than the environmentalists.
I've got a great respect for them in the last few years.
Right. Well, anyway, of course, ladies and gentlemen, as incredible as what Tom is saying, it's no more incredible than the immigration policy, illegal immigration policy, where we're encouraging the immigrants to come into this country, taking away our jobs. It's estimated there's somewhere between 8 and 15 million illegal immigrants. We don't know how many there are, but if the administration has its way and makes them all legal, why, we'll have 60 more million here. And then forget about voting. It really won't matter. They'll vote as a block, and they'll outvote you and everybody else. And that's really what it's all about. They can be manipulated so easily, but then so can so many of our good people in this country. Tom, we have 1 minute. You wrap up the program. What's the message you'd like to leave with our listeners?
I think I want to tell everyone that all these fears that are pouring in on us day in and day out are probably real. And stand up for reason and rationality, and don't allow the government to control your life. And if you want to help fight this movement, go to freedom21.com sometime this next week and sign up and help us fund this movement so we can start winning some of these battles.
This is freedom21.com, and of course, if you of course go to there and you decide to switch over and help out, why, of course, to be sure to specify Radio Liberty as a recipient of at least part of what as you put into it. God bless you, Tom. Thanks very much for being with us. It's always a pleasure.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Another of our fascinating four tape sets is entitled Concentration Camps, and it's four interviews with people talking about the move to establish concentration camps in the United States. Now, most people say that's foolish talk. We couldn't have that. And yet, if you listen to these tapes, you'll find out that those camps are a reality. They are being set up in case of civil disturbance. And, of course, the authority for the establishment of the concentration camps comes from the executive orders, which were actually put through during the time of the Reagan administration. For documentation of the location and the background to the formation of these camps, their establishment, and what may very well happen or what they may be used for in the future, I suggest you call our 800 number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for America. Our values, our future are under attack today.
Leading edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental material from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic preparations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, I hope you enjoyed our interview with Tom DeWeese from the American Policy Center. He's back there working. He has been for many years. I know Tom personally. He does a great job of getting information out. The environmental movement is really incredible. And if you want to, of course, you can order the Global Biodiversity Assessment form your local bookstore. It's 1,142 pages. It's published by the Cambridge University Press. It's the Mein Kampf for the establishment of a world fascist society under a ruling elite where everything will be regulated. But, of course, if you would like to get the summary of that in 42 short pages, why, you can get our Sustainable Development Syllabus by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. You hear more and more about sustainable development. You see the oil prices going up, but you don't understand this is all planned, long-term planning. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time I want to remind our listeners that if you would like to really understand sustainable development, you need to get our video on sustainable development, and then, of course, you need to get our updated video. It's called Sustainable Development, The Road to World Tyranny. And then, of course, you want to get our syllabus, and when you have our syllabus, you can go through it, and you'll see so many of the original documents that will help you to understand that these people are deadly serious. They want to kill off a large part of the people in the world. And you say, kill off the people in the world? Well, who would want to do that? Well, we simply take the pages from a manuscript that was distributed by Barbara Marx Hubbard, one of the wealthiest women in the world. as she ran for vice president back in 1984, a Democrat nomination for vice president against Geraldine Ferraro. And Barbara Mark Severs has been a consultant to our government. She certainly is on the board of directors today of the World Futures Society, along with Marie Strong and Robert McNamara, who sent our millions of our boys over to Vietnam to fight and bleed and suffer and die, but he made sure that they would never be allowed to win that war. The logo of the World Futures Society used to be a circle with three sixes. Now they've changed it since we've talked about it, but Barbara Mark Severs, in the manuscript, and you'll actually see the quotations in the Sustainable Development Syllabus, talks about the necessity of killing off a quarter of the population of the world. And then, of course, in the book, which was channeled to her by a spirit, she says, "But that is not your job, my dear. That is ours, for we are the riders of the pale horse death." We actually have the pages. We can get those to you. But you can actually see this all quoted in the Sustainable Development Syllabus. You'll learn about Marie Strong, one of the most wealthy and powerful men in the world, working behind the scenes. You'll get a copy of my Population Control Agenda monograph and pictures of the Georgia Guidestones, where they tell about killing off over 90% of the world's population. They just say maintain the world population at 500 million in constant balance with nature. But how do you get the world population down to 500 million? And then you'll learn about the mysterious Georgia Guidestones that you'll never hear anybody else talk about, because nobody knows who put up the money for it. A mysterious man came to Elberton, Georgia, back in 1980, 1979, and said he represented a secret group. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there really are secret groups in America, and they have a monument there where the satanic rituals are held and the naked parties, and of course it's all blessed by a witch named Jody, and incredible, incredible stories. You've never heard of the American Stonehenge, but you'll read about it in the Sustainable Development Syllabus. So you can get the Sustainable Development Syllabus, and if you get the video along with it, you get a decreased price. It will give you the documentation that you need to begin to understand what is really going on in the world today, why the price of oil is skyrocketing, even though there's plenty of oil in the world. We're just simply not developing our own supplies. Why? Well, we wouldn't want to interfere with a reindeer up there in Alaska, and we wouldn't want to intervene with the natural habitat. Have you ever seen that land up there? There's absolutely nothing there. I mean, if you have a 2-foot tree, why, that's monstrous. It's tundra, everything's frozen. Oh, we can't touch that land. Even though there may be fabulous amounts of oil there, why, we can't have that. We're going to have to cut back on energy use. We're going to have to lower our living standards. We're going to have to learn to conserve. And as